On this episode, we are focusing on need versus want. We're still continuing with our Shopping Smart series, and we're looking into, you know, ways of how we can help you shop smart with the intention of becoming more sustainable, with the intention of introducing sustainability into your wardrobe. And we're doing it in such a smart way, in that it's not only about, you know, going green and what have you recycled and whatever, but really just looking at just our psychological habits and saying, oh wow, if I could just change this, that adds on to a much more greener wardrobe than I realized. So today we're talking about need versus want, and I'm really wondering, when was the last time you really bought something out of need versus want? I think all of us, we want something. All of us want things and we love beautiful things. But do we take time very often to stop and ask ourselves, do I really need this? Like, do I really need this? Have you asked yourself that question when you're buying something and you see it and it's beautiful and you're like, do I really need this? I think that's a question we should be asking ourselves more often. We should be asking that question more often, because half of the time, if we don't ask that question, and then we end up with things that we don't need. I think that when we buy things that we need, those are the things that they fill up the gaps. Those are the things that fill up that the famous gap of, I don't have anything to wear. And all of a sudden, when you buy the things that you need, or more of the things that you need, that gap gets filled up. So the tip for today is really is just, next time when you buy something, really, really ask yourself, if do you really need it? Or is it just nice? Or it would be nice to have it? Or you just want it? And yeah, and sometimes the want, the feeling of want is so strong. It's so, so, so strong that you just don't, you don't care. You want that thing and you just want it, you know? But sometimes then you do go with that feeling and you want it and you buy it and you get home. And after 2 days, you're like, oh, actually, perhaps I was just hungry when I was shopping. I should have just stopped for a few minutes and had lunch and then went back to that shop to just see if, you know, do I really, 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 really still want it after a full stomach. So it has happened to all of us. That's why they always say you just must never shop hungry or in a rush. You know, you're in just this rush and you see something, you're like, oh, I will never. No, no, no. Oh, you know, when that thing in your mind comes in and convinces you that if you don't buy it, you will never ever ever see it again in this whole wild world. And that's not true, because we know that fashion always repeats itself, you know. So don't be fooled and think, you know, that it won't come around again. And it will come around again. It will. It might just take a few seasons, but it will come around again. Yeah. So think, really think. It's just really just apply that principle. I would like to encourage you to do that. Just, do I really need this? You know, and how do you know that you really need it? You know that you need it because you've always been, everybody needs a white simple tee, you know, just a white simple t-shirt. It always fills up the gaps when you are running late and you don't know what to wear, or you need just that simple skirt just to, you know, something to match that, those simple items. It just fills up the gap. So when you see beautiful white tops, you know you always need white tops. But do you really need that embellished, oversized blazer that is just too gorgeous? Do you really, really need it? Do you really, really need it? It's beautiful. And maybe once in a while, all of us should be buying pieces like that, so that you just, what's the word? Just, you know, deal with the itch, you know? And you know now that you have that thing, it's fine. I don't have to have seven of them. Just spending time on that feeling of, do you really need it? It's as simple as that. You know, I don't think there was anything deep about this show. I just thought about literally that, like, that's what happens all the time, all the time. And sometimes if you go back to the shops a couple of days later, you may just even realize, oh, it's okay. Like, I don't need it, you know? Or sometimes just walk away. Walk away if the feeling is just too strong of want and just say, okay, fine. Let me, I came here to come, you know, I came here to buy grocery. I came here to maybe, I don't know, pay some bills, or I came here to, let me just focus on what the intention of that trip was. Do those things and convince yourself that, okay, fine, maybe I'll just come back on my way out and then see if you still really need it, you know? So just use all those tactics before you buy something that you're probably going to wear it only twice and never again. It's just not worth it. And I think that should be the rule of thumb, you know, how many times are you going to wear it, you know? And we'll talk about that on the next episode. And I think that's a very important thing right now with sustainability. You know, statistics show how people are wearing their clothes less and less and less and less, you know. And we should be aiming to be wearing our garments more than 10 times. Any piece that you buy, you should be aiming to wear it more than that. I know there are people who like the people who wear stuff less than 10 times. Yeah, there are the people who buy things and they just wear it twice. And then that's it. And that's it, done. That's the lifespan, and it is what it is, you know? So yeah, so that's today's tip. Spend time on it, explore it, and ask yourself, when was the last time you bought something that you really, really needed? And perhaps next time when you go to or even when you just decide that, you know, I need to go buy something, ask yourself, do you really need it? Or maybe before you even leave the house, maybe we shouldn't even wait until you get into the shop floor. Just before you really leave the house, just ask yourself, you want to go buy a few things, do you really need them? You know, and see how that works for you. I think that's part of shopping smart. I think that if we get used to that asking ourselves those kind of questions, I think we'll all get on the right path in terms of buying the things that fill the gaps. That's the most important thing. Buying those items where you never have to ask yourself that question or be frustrated with, I've got nothing to wear, because you will always have something to wear. Till the next episode, and let us know what you think about our smart shopping tips. Don't forget to visit our social media pages. We have more on that. Don't forget to visit fawura.com. It's just a space where we explore all different issues about sustainability, particularly in the fashion space. We are passionate about that. We are a movement that is changing one wardrobe at a time.